Channel One Right, and this is the beginning of Mark's little short visit indoors. He spent all afternoon with cooking the horses and everybody. The Sunday, the 21st of November, 71, Channel One Right, beginning the visit of Mark, first time in a week or 10 days. This Sunday, the 21st of November, 71.
Just came in to get our breath. We've been out all...
What do you do Sunday morning? If you don't know, I don't know.
What do we do Sunday morning?
Question? Inquisitiveness?
Well, you know, mostly we just, this morning. Oh, for one thing, we found that tamping pool.
A special tamping pool.
No, the one that you had on the truck.
Well, there was one that was specially made for tamping.
Yeah, don't you know that it was bound?
The burlap bag around.
Yeah.
Where was it?
Right over there in the pasture.
Well, I must have left it there, or when that... actually, that was a time when this place was... this tractor was stuck down here. I think it was that day.
Well, we're just
stuck
walking
that tractor. And it was around that fence, I guess, where we put up the fence, because we had a lot of stuff that was thrown off that... off the trailer that we used. That big flat bed trailer that you were parking there.
Yeah.
And then they took that trailer on back to pull this other one out. So that's what happened. I left it down there maybe overnight or sometime during the day. Glad you got it, because it's a real good tamper.
Yeah, you need it. You need it. It just happened. We just stumbled
on it. Well, what were you doing walking around there?
Well, we started looking, you know, had our eyes peeled out for it. We were just checking on the hillside. And we, it's just too good to be out. You know, I mean, to be inside.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. We need some more rain, don't you think?
We thought this front was going to bring us some.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Now, what do you need it for? Just for the general grass, don't you?
Well, we just don't have any water.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Is it hard, man?
Come in.
Yeah.
Come in if you're decent. Good to see you.
You just getting off?
Yeah, getting off work. And I dropped by today because my feet are not sore. And I like to do a little walking. Other days, my feet are real sore. Partly it's the boots, I reckon. From throwing oats, walking up and down those fields. And these new boots create sore feet about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
About 5 o'clock.
Yeah, they're real sore by then.
it takes a brave man to put on a pair of new shoes and just wear.
Well, I tell you, doesn't take long to break them in if you're working all day on a farm. And, in fact, if I think if I buy any brand new shoes, I'll just wear them right out there.
Yeah.
It'd be a good way to break them in. Right fast. And carry along an old pair, maybe, that you can put on the rest of the day.
The rest of your feet.
Yeah.
Well, a man not supposed to have such tender feet. Go ahead and put them on.
What
shoes you got? Yeah.
Oh,
those are
comfortable. My feet are tender. They are now. I have to wear these things here. I can't even wear lace shoes anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I'm bad shoes.
How good at lace shoes too, huh?
Well,
a
guy likes those four buckle boots, you know, those
rubber
boots.
Oh, yeah. You got a pair that, are they standing up, those Sears boots?
No, they don't stand up.
Are they as heavy as those what you bought earlier? You didn't look.
They don't look it.
Well, that's too bad. Because I thought you were buying the same pair again.
I never knew that I could wear these just sort of what they call, you know, cowboy boots.
Yeah.
But they are the most comfortable things. Because I have a funny, long, narrow foot, you know. But they're comfortable. I can wear them, walk them.
They are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They light. Are they light? Fairly lightweight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they stand up for work like too much like you do.
No.
Nice boy.
He's fine.
I mean, your lady boy. Do you ever see her?
Yeah, she's getting up and moving these days a little more than she did previously. In fact, today she was helping me and a couple of younger boys put some. I do some moving, and we were moving some old bed springs and old mattresses from the shed to us, a house, small house, you hardly call it a house, belonging to a black family. And that's what we did this morning, part of this morning. They came over to the shed and they said, they were drunk. And so they didn't get too much out of them, but they knew what they wanted. They wanted everything in that shed. They thought it was all rubbish. And they got a lot of that stuff, Ms. Davis. But Ms. Davis didn't want to hang around. And I can somewhat understand that. A drunk nigger, she said. The worst kind of person. A drunk nigger. And of course, I was happy that she said she also doesn't like a drunk whitey. She saw that also, and I'm glad to hear that. But that's what we did today. A little moving, feeding horses, and I love to feed those horses, especially the the smaller ones, the colts and the fillies.
Yes.
What are weanlings? They use the term weanlings over there, and they say I'm feeding weanlings. What am I doing?
That's what I'm feeding out here. These little calves are weanling calves.
Oh, I see.
I wean them at 7 months.
So it's under a year?
Yeah.
Did you call something a weanling?
And then they yearling.
Then they yearling. I see.
Oh, you know, they change up. You see, I could keep calling these weanlings for another year.
Yeah.
You just get started.
Oh, they're very high.
And you got on to what you feed them. You know what?
Well, now that's being changed. Apparently, the menus are shuffled about their weekly variations.
Oh.
And so Ms. Davis keeps the manager informed, Henry, my boss.
But he still doesn't tag it up.
No, it's not along the wall. It's in his head.
Yeah.
No way to get to it unless you.
You know, there's something about that. See, Cookie won't write anything down on a piece of paper. He don't need to. But he never remembers. Never gets his faith.
Well, I would think he would have a good memory if he didn't write things down, but you say he does.
He gets it wrong.
Oh, yes,
he doesn't know when. Maybe he told you he's going to show up. Maybe he won't.
No, just things that you pick up. He forgets it.
Yeah.
Hellfire. You know, there's so much to remember. Don't have time to remember. You have to set it down.
I wonder if that's the kind of thing like using a telephone. You know, they won't use a telephone.
Who?
These people
Cookie.
That we know. The cookies.
Cookie don't like to. He'd rather drive all the way to Ocala, Gainesville, and to see a fella, and he don't know whether the fella's there or not.
I remember now. I know one case which he won't use a phone. That's when he's making a deal.
Yeah.
I remember him saying he wants to see that fellow. Looking straight, yeah. But it's a pretty general thing. He even just drop by a person at his house just to ask him a question.
Yeah. That's real, real strange.
Yeah.
Well, I got
money, because he'll sit on the phone and talk to his old pappy and his mammy.
Huh.
Run up a bill.
Didn't want to go see them, maybe.
Yeah. If you call, it's not the money part.
How things out here on the farm? Is that the legs on that cow? Are they pretty well normal now?
Better, except I got another one now that's lame.
Uh-oh. I know there was a second one. I didn't know it was getting worse, though.
Well, these are all right now, but I got a new one.
Oh. Well, now, it's not the swamp then, is
it?
I thought the swamp was on this side. Are they on this side when they get that stuff?
I've been letting them out. No,
oh, that's
they're
the
not
reason.
Over here now.
But that's where they got it.
Yeah.
I see. Hmm.
No, they get it out here. In the back pasture.
They get it there too.
Mm-hmm. Have to wait out. I have to turn
yeah,
it
get
before them, I get
either one of them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What if you do anything to the soil?
Oh, it's just that muck that irritates that little piece of flesh there.
I'm just trying to think. I wonder if there's any way to get rid of muck.
I like to get rid of a little of it. If you had a bulldozer or a scoop, you see, you could pull it out of the way, push it out of the way to get to the water holes.
That's
and that's what people do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except I've never had a scoop, a bucket. Half a ton, three quarters a ton, that's all I need. That'd be frustrating if I had one. See, this goes down to the hard pan. I don't know how hard long the hard pan would last with a cow walking in it.
Yeah.
I guess the cow would
dig
that up too.
That's strange that the drought that makes the problem.
I think the best way would just be run a little fresh water down there for them.
Yeah.
Just run it right along the fence. Just lay the pipe right up against the fence. Wouldn't even have to bury it.
That's right.
And then they wouldn't use that water.
Yeah. But they like that, some of that grass out there.
Like the water in it, maybe?
They like to eat it.
Hmm. It's the drought that makes the problem, huh? It's not the rain that makes it.
Yeah. Oh, it's really dry down there now. About as dry as it's been since I've been out here. And that's the time you ought to... You just scoop out that old muck and make your water hole. It wouldn't be a problem. Wouldn't be in trouble.
Just need a scoop.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't have. Do you borrow big pieces of equipment like that you can put? You don't borrow.
No, you can't borrow. For one thing, other people's equipment won't fit yours.
Oh.
They'll have a ton. They'll have a big scoop. It'll be too big for my tractor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Not interchangeable parts on farm equipment.
Like your new big tractor of the
sunshine. Yeah. Well, now, I was happy to see that we put on discs and plows the same way that they're put on here. So I don't need any lessons about putting them on at Sunshine Farm. I just go right up that tractor and I'll put on that plow, put on that disc. Same sort of principle. Same sort of thing used to attach it. So there's no change in that.
Is the disc heavier?
The disc is, do you have a disc at all? I haven't seen yours. It's a pretty heavy thing. It's, I guess it's as heavy as your plow. I've only seen the plow that you have. And I haven't seen their plow. I don't know what that.
It's up down to the disc.
But we've been doing a lot of discing. Now I haven't, but I occasionally do some dragging. But he's not letting me do any discing. Oh, I keep doing these things on the farm that I gotta quit doing. Little mistakes. Like this morning. I was going to be smart. I was going to hook up the trailer to the tractor so we'd have it right there at the feeding shed. So we put the feed right on the trailer. So I grab the tractor. Well, like yesterday, I suppose the trailer is way up at the barn. So I start off at the barn. Nobody, I haven't asked anybody any questions at all because I know where it is. And there it is sitting beside the feeding place already. So I come back and they're already loading up the trailer. They'd probably haul it to the horses if I didn't bring the tractor back.
Well,
they didn't say a word. At least when I got within earshot. Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, they'd give it to you right to your face, but them fellas, they won't talk to you behind your back.
Yeah, that's right. Most of it is behind your back. When you're away, they'll say most of the things they get often.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I see. Well, they called Jim a shithead when to his face, but the worst things that are worse than that are said when he's kind of out in the field. But I like Henry. I like working with him. And I tell you something, if I wasn't working at that farm, I just don't think I could take it in Gainesville. I don't know. I just don't think I can.
You can just get to take so much of you.
When I go back there at night, that traffic is just makes me turn around. I don't want to go back.
That's right.
Yeah.
You might find a place to shack up out there.
Well, if I work there long enough, I might do that. I tell you, the work is light. I've learned some things about the way people approach work. Henry and Doc just will not push themselves. And they'll take their time. It's a completely new thing for me. Take your time. Lunch hour's coming up and you'll stretch out the work. It's not get the work over before lunch hour or before 5. It's stretch it out so that it comes quicker.
And Doc?
And that he's the same way. Had a light shower yesterday. We just sat in the shade. He will not get wet. Not at all. Just
that's curious, isn't it?
And I can want no raincoats or anything like that. Just gonna sit it out.
But you are handling the weanlings?
I feed them, bring them in from the fields into their little stalls and take them back out, and they're a lot of fun.
Oh, that's real fun.
Because, you know,
will they leave?
They have halters.
Yeah.
You don't need to use any leads except for the mares. You need pieces of rope or leather that are so long. Those are used for mares on occasion. Or
no, I mean,
studs.
Will they lead? Will they go along with you?
Oh, I see.
Yes.
They got to learn somewhere along the line.
That's what we're doing now is giving them some learning.
Yeah.
And so we, often it's a matter of, sometimes you give up on them. They just, you just cannot catch them. They just will not come in the stalls. So
take the bucket.
I tell you, Henry, he got mad this morning. He took something that was rather heavy, a piece of board, and because he could not lead out one of the small coats, he just took that board after a while, bam, bam, and kicked the horse in the. Now he's been with horses all his life.
Yeah.
But that's the way he.
You're not supposed to do that.
Mm-mm.
No, I've seen him at other times, and he'll be very gentle. And he'll just stand there in his stall, and when the horse is ready, the coat or filly is ready for his hand to be laid upon the halter. Then, okay, Henry, take about it. Henry's going to wait, but now. Sometimes he's explosive, and that's
yeah.
And I just wonder about that. I'm suspicious.
Well, you can't help it. That's I learned that about the cows. Every now and then, you see, I'd get fed up, and I'd pick up a 2x4 and hit them with it. So
really?
I keep those pine paddles.
Oh, those look good too.
They can't hurt.
See? And all the cow does when you hit them with that, they pop. All the cow does is just.
Well, they're scary enough. If you came after me, well, I think I'd run too.
It doesn't hurt them.
But that hurt them. See, you don't leave them, hit them, bust them.
Yeah.
Oh, Martha.
But it's so easy to do that. It is so easy to bust them.
Oh, you get so mad.
Really?
Oh, you just won't move.
I haven't lived, I had to live around them. So I don't know what it is, what they can do about your temper, whether they rape. But it just makes me wonder when Henry does this sort of thing. But Yeah, there's a lot of people because, you know, there's so much, there's no guarantee that they'll come with you. There's no guarantee that you're going to have, between the stall and the field, you're going to make it the whole distance. And, that, you know, they'll rear up.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah, they'll rear up and they'll throw you around. And,
oh, do they?
They'll wrench your hand. I haven't had this done to me. I had one rear up on me. But I hung on, and I went down with it. I went up and down with it. But I've seen the wrist that are sprained on this little boy.
It just hadn't been handled.
That's right. And Mrs. Davis saw Henry letting those coats in, you know, just saying, okay, coats, free for all. You just make it up the stall on your own. And, of course, those coats, that's what they want. They'll shoot up through the gate of the field and into the stalls of the barn. Now, Ms. Davis came down one day. She saw that hat.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that's no way you're going to teach those coats and fill this, what it is to be touched by a human being. If they never touch him, they're going to learn what it is.
Right.
And so Henry, from now on, this has been the policy in the last couple of weeks as a result of Mrs. Davis doing a little bit of police work.
Yeah.
Henry leads in every coat, every filly, and even every mare. Will be led into the stall, and those mares, you know, are pretty docile. They're often right up. There's some old ones there, and they'll lead them right back out. But there's been really, you know, some previous to. I'm getting to know that he's, now that he wants to get by with some things that makes me doubt whether or not his, how many years of horsemanship can, whether that means a great deal.
You gotta have a certain mentality for you to really start.
Oh. Oh, man.
I don't. That's what we always said out here. You gotta have a certain mentality before they can, you know, actually look at the horse.
Well, now, Vern, some time back to Cookie, letting his cows out of here, and they're not doing any well at all. You think that's an example where he would take a little more mentality? Oh, that is, would just anyone, these people around here leave their cows out, and would it take a more of what you said, a mentality?
Well, I don't know. Cookie is good at handling animals, you see. He's easy with them. But he neglects them.
Mm-hmm.
He starves them.
Oh.
And,
yet he's been around it for most of his life, that sort of thing, and yet he's neglected.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. So you can grow up on a farm, maybe, and yet still be neglected.
Yeah.
He just let them root for themselves.
Well, maybe they just passed their worries. Maybe if new people are just coming into farm and have a lot of worries and their attention is a little more sensitive.
Well, it'd be entirely different out there. You see, these fellas didn't grow up as animals, and Cookie did. And they're not their animals, and that makes a great big difference.
Oh.
It's not their time, and it's not their animals, and the high-priced animals. But see, they still don't quite make it, do they? They still don't quite handle them right.
Not sort of a pride.
They don't have the focus. I don't know. You've been with them. I haven't.
I just know about Henry. He's been all his life with horses, and yet he'll.
Yeah.
He'll just lose his head, it seems.
Or he'll just let those yearlings.
He's.
The yearlings come in and.
Say,
and
Mark,
you
is
know.
She down on the track now? You don't see her around? Okay, let's just let him in.
Yeah.
And I said, to myself, I don't say, no, Henry, we shouldn't do it. I go right along with Henry, of course.
Yeah.
And I let them in on their own. But that's spoiling them.
Oh,
really spoiling them.
That's the last thing in the world you want
to
do.
So I'm glad, Mrs. Davis, because Mrs. Davis is, you know, maybe it's a mentality of what you're talking about, that you can look at them.
Yeah.
So she's more careful, much more careful.
She knows what
well, she owns them. I guess
she knows
good.
What it takes to make them.
Yeah, she really knows an awful lot about what the fields take in terms of fertilizer and oats, just how much. The feed she has down, you know, in detail. And I'm just amazed at how much she has to keep up with. And about maintaining the field,
yeah.
Condition of the field.
Kind of dry out there, too?
Very dry. Very dry. And we need rain. Much more than we got. Well,
they went to Hialeah. Didn't they?
Now they're going to Hialeah. I don't think
they
quite left. I think that they keep moving the date a little bit up. I think we'll be. I'm not sure when the date is now.
Oh.
But you know what they're going to be doing starting Monday is separating the colt from the fillies. Ms. Davis told a story this morning. This guy thought he'd do a little getting into horses. Hadn't been into horses before. And he put his colts and fillies together. And he didn't think they'd mate. He didn't breed them at all. And he had pregnant fillies, and he was so shocked.
Yeah.
He came to sell them his coats and fillies, I believe, to be informed that, well, you've got some pregnant fillies. And so that's Davis. She says she knows better than that, so she's going to be separating the coats and fillies Monday. Now, about taking them down, she was hunting for a 6-horse van. I don't know where she got it or not. I've lost track of that. What was going on? But I understand, Henry told me this morning that when foaling starts, then we're going to be working every hour of the week.
And night, too, and that'll
apparently
be so,
so
exciting.
Well,
oh.
I told him it'd be exciting for me. I don't know a thing about it, but he said it's going to become right monotonous. Dreary, and I could understand it for him, it would after a while, maybe. But,
they start in January, I guess.
I think so. It'll be summer. And I'm looking forward to that. And there'll be some teasing, I think, next week. And so I'll be getting into some new things.
And you have these young people help on Saturday, on Sunday morning?
Yeah, and they come in after school. And heard the other day, Henry and Doxie. Now, we don't need those. I don't know why she spends her money on these part-time people, the kids who come in after school. Well, I don't know anything about the money situation, but I do know that they'll come in, and right about ready when I'm a little tired and ready to lie down, they're playing, you know. They haven't been out in the field. They've just been to school, and they're right exuberant, and they can hack away at weeds and shovel out those stalls, rake them out.
Oh, they
exuberance.
The stalls.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Some of the things they do. Some of them do. Yeah.
Well,
they do
you
more than
that.
Not at the pace that, except the feet. Feet get sore. That's about the only thing. Otherwise, it's just relaxing.
Well, you can go ahead and soak them. Take 15 minutes.
During the day?
Yeah.
Just
go in there and sit down and put your feet in the water.
That
yeah.
Really will help.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you might come to that. But
oh, yeah. If you feed her, that's
just
too much.
I'm getting in better shape.
I don't have the backache.
Yeah.
Feet
well,
sometimes it takes about that long to break in a heavy pair of boots.
Yeah, well, it should be just about that.
Look at Mark's hands, how brown.
How dirty they are.
That's just great.
I tell you what, I'm going to eat a little snack lunch I brought right out here in the sun, if that's okay with y'all.
Oh.
I won't bother you.
What do you mean, no bother?
I'll let you have your good Sunday lunch.
Well, we haven't had breakfast very long.
Oh.
Mark,
Now that's the end of that little short visit at lunch with Mark this Sunday, the 21st of November, 71, Channel 1 Right, or on 550, Channel 1 Right, or on 550, Channel 1 Right, around 550, and that's the end of the little visit with Mark inside, although he spends the rest of the Sunday all afternoon, stays till dark.
Got a burglar.
Come in. Got a burglar.
Got a burglar tonight.
What to do with it? Look. Got to put things up.
Yeah.
Put in such a day as I did today.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway I moved, I hurt.
Oh, you mean that? Oh, really?
Yeah. I used muscle yesterday. I haven't used in 20 years. Plowing. I was. Well, I plowed them horses yesterday.
Oh, was you plowing them?
Yes, sir. I was plowing them.
I thought you were dragging or something over there. I couldn't see.
Well, I was pulling that 10-inch plow with them horses. I thought it was as wide as this room.
Was it?
Yes, sir.
Have to have that trace.
I had my line right around my waist. You gotta hold your horses and guide your plow and keep it ground. I mean, you got your hands full with the plow. And then them horses, they feel good. They was feeling them oats I've been feeding them.
They're ready to go.
Yes, my friend. Every day.
Well, turn them loose up here.
If they were just tough enough, I mean, but they ain't done nothing. I got to work them into it gradual.
Well, they can do a half acre up there, can't they?
Oh, yeah. I can sell a half acre with them. Oh, yeah.
Just start right in the middle and keep it going. You know, the only thing I dread about plowing is those ditches it makes. And lands it, and I don't know any way to get around it.
Well, it's a horse, but when you plow with horses, you just make one. When you get done, you got a ditch.
Now that's at least one.
Well, you plow the tractor, well, you've got, well, ever how many lands you make. Your horses, see, you just start at the lower side and you plow up to the back side and then you just got one ditch at the back side. That's all. That's all you can make out of. Just one ditch.
Yeah, that's hot too, yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's hot all the way through that cup.
They can tell it. They can feel it.
Yeah. Now, see, they not been worked. See, my dad didn't work them, they might say, any.
They've not been rolled.
They ain't been nothing done. All they done is run the field on there, kick up the heels when they wanted to.
Well, that ain't an exercise. That's not work.
But that little rowdy, now he's far ahead of that mayor. It ain't even fun when it comes to work.
Is he?
Oh,
yeah. He's steadier.
That's right. There ain't no foolishness about him. You put him in a ditch and he'll stay in the ditch. Babes, he wants to in and out of the ditch.
Oh, that much different.
Oh, yeah.
She'd get used to it, though.
Yes, my fella, she's going to get used to it. Because I'm going to get me a buggy whip that's got a string, a leather string on it about that long, and I'm just going to burn her up.
Do you think
that's the only way?
She'll get the message?
She'll get the message.
she'll get the idea.
You take a little leather string, like a shoestring, it just, it stings them. There's no abuse about it.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie, the thing of it is, you see, the way you divide your time, you don't have time to put your mind on anything. So you just half do it all.
I just get there, I just halfway do it every place.
You see, you talk about doing that to the horses, but you never do it.
I don't get to work them long enough to get the message over to them.
No. You see, we get on there where it looks like there's nothing to do but work them horses. Well, somehow or other, we get in a swing of hairing it and planting it and getting all, you see, all of that was right smart just to work with the horses. All that old broomsheds land down there.
Yes, it was.
But there was no hurry.
No rush.
But we got in a rush. And same thing with your dog. You had a good dog, but he wasn't trained. And you never will train him.
No, but he keeps niggers away.
But you see, there's something, you see what happens. Everything, and I'm talking about you, but I don't even have to do what I do.
Well, I don't either.
That's it.
I don't either.
The only thing that you've done was talking about, I haven't seen you, and I've been by there a dozen times. I just miss everything over there. Is that landscaping. Now, Pat, you all have done some pretty good work over there.
Yeah, but that don't mean a thing to me out here.
Well, at least it's not half-baked. It's not, you know, it's...
Yeah, I don't mean a thing to me out here. Of course, when I get down with that job, boy, they got another one waiting on me.
Hmm.
Yeah, but you do it, and you do it all right.
Yeah.
And they got so they leave you alone.
You ain't just a joker, and they sure let me alone.
But you had to see to it.
Yeah, I had to show them which side of the fence to get over on.
Well, that's the way it goes. Now this fellow, Green, he's my boy, man. He wasn't in town to see him, but he sent his family out there. I walked them back there, you know, and took the binoculars, and I was surprised they could use them. They use binoculars, and look at, I tell you what we saw. We saw three of those big Americans. I hadn't seen one in months. They're back there on that fish prairie. I saw a big blue back there, and we saw one down here, on this little one.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen one of them in so long. You see, it's been so dry, and there's nothing down there but grasshoppers, I guess. Not any frogs anymore. Tadpole. They used to Vermont. They got, that's where the lady comes from. And she takes the children up there or something. So they sort of country children. And they never saw a place as pretty as this. kept pushing they had 3 or 4 acres. I said, what do you want 3 or 4 acres for? Just wear yourself out looking for 3 or 4 acres. Now, if you find it, you know, it may just be facing the highway. I got a little land out here, whatever you want to do. Well, I didn't press it, but if they were enterprising, you see, they'd do the same thing you did. Get them an old beat-up trailer and put it right over there on that same lane. See, they wouldn't come out here once a month, but at least they'd have it.
When they wanted to come.
When they wanted to come. And the towing won't come out here and sleep with the cows, you see. They want to sleep out. Well, that's nice. They ought to. That age. But I don't think they're enterprising enough to go ahead and do it. You know, it's right smart work picking up an old trailer.
Yes, it is. I know. I've been through it.
And hauling it.
You know that too, don't you?
I know that.
And connecting the gas, the
water, and getting them water and everything.
It's not much money involved, and you see, he makes a lot of money. Oh Lord, I'd retire if I could make 5 years. What he makes in 1?
I turned it over there, the trailer and the well and pump and everything. I've got $1,000 in it.
You couldn't have a receipt for that anyway, could you?
I've got $1,000 in it.
That's just what you need.
That's all I need. If I want to come down there and sleep, I've got a place to come and sleep.
That's right. If you want more sleeping space, all you got to do is put your shed up.
And if I want to have company down there, why, that's my business.
Nobody's about it.
Nobody's about it.
You haven't heard from them colored boys that rode your horses.
We haven't even found the car yet. They haven't found that car yet.
And the tag didn't help?
Well, you see, they didn't press it out of Marion County. Because it was a Marion County tag. And law enforcement in Marion County ain't worth a flick.
They ought to know who owned the thing.
They do. They found out who owned it. But it is Ocala. Who it's registered in. It's registered in his name. He lives in Ocala. And he sold the car to somebody else. And it's still registered in his name. So what are you going to do? They're fixing. You just give them time.
Oh, yes. You get the law. They don't hurry. They don't need to hurry.
No. They'll come back home.
Yes, they'll come back.
You think everything died down one day and come back home?
The old system of leaving the country when the grand jury met, that was a perfect system. But you see now, that's all over.
That's right.
All they got to do is have a little office, the girl down there. It just keeps the thing alive. And that's all it takes, you see, as long as they got the law on their side. Can't beat them. But it used to be, Cookie, they didn't want to beat. They didn't want the law to beat you. They wanted to enable you to leave the country if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Now, you were brought up under that system.
Yeah, and if I did something that my neighbor didn't like, he'd beat hell out of me, and it was all over with.
Yeah.
I knew better the next time.
Boy, if you got a little more serious trouble, all you need to do is leave the country.
just stay gone for a month, 6 weeks, and come back, and everybody forgot about it. With a little bit of mischievous trouble, like down there, just catch him and beat the hell out of him, and they didn't do it no more.
That's right. And no hard feelings.
No hard feelings.
Nothing personal. Okay, I was over at Tuck Max. Went by there not long ago. Tuck was talking. He used to go over and help old man Zetron, the daddy of these fellows over there now. With his cattle. Everything he did, he made money, but he never used any of it. Never spent any of it. What good was it to him? Well, one thing that they did, they eat hell. And you know, I'm beginning to see that in another light. Back in them times, I think when people eat well, they didn't need too much. They didn't want too much. There was a great satisfaction just in eating well.
Like Mark said yesterday, he came over there with Laura and Frank. Leonard was over there. I introduced Mark to Leonard. He came holding his little handful of grapes, you know. It's real funny and comical. Helen said, "Get your plate, Mark. Come on, let's eat." "No, I'll eat the salmon, and I'll butt some grapes." And Helen said, "Oh, I'll throw them things down. Come on and get you some grub." "No," he said, "I'd better not." Helen said, "Come on, we got plenty of chicken, plenty of baked beans, and plenty of everything. Come on, get your plate." And Frank said, "Mark, come on, get your plate." He said, "Well, if you insist." "Oh, what are you?" "My gosh." He said, "I haven't eaten food like this in years."
"Probably never have."
Yeah. And poor Leonard, he eats too.
They say he ate for 3 hours.
That poor man, I'm telling you, he just said, I just never eat like this.
Yeah.
Never eat like this.
Why? Because he can't afford to feed those folks.
The young people never have had food, Craig.
My gosh, it was a pleasure to meet, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Really, it was.
Yeah, I like to buy feed for these animals. I love to meat.
That's right.
It's blessed watching eat it when they like it so well.
Just like them horses will. They don't eat a bit of grain. They don't eat nothing. But I sure enjoy watching them eat.
Yeah.
They're just as fat as mud. But I just got to see them eat. I mean, I want to see them give me a clear conscience. If I give them just a little bit of handout, I know they've had something to eat that day. And Sharon and Leonard out there at that church the other night.
Oh, did they come?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's where he ate 3 hours, they said, the girl.
Telling you the truth, I never saw two kids eat as much in my life. And that little old Sharon, she's just as sweet as she can be. I mean, she is a doll.
Yeah.
He took pictures. He took pictures from the time they started cooking fish. Right on through the whole thing.
And on the inside too?
I don't know whether they got
yeah.
on the inside, but I imagine he did.
Yeah.
But old Frank Smith, he sure messed up. Oh, I'm going to get on him, Lord, but I'm gonna tell him what I think of him. Him and his foolishness. I invited them two kids out there. And the preacher got up and made them welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Distinguished guest of Mr. Cook.
Is that right?
Yeah.
right?
Well, Leonard walked around, was taking pictures, you know. He eased around, he didn't say anything to nobody. And Helen said, Leonard, I want you to meet Frank Smith. He looked at him. Yes, he said, I think I saw him up around Rayford. And just let it go like that. He didn't say, go back there and apologize to the boy or nothing. And you know that embarrassed him?
Oh.
It did. Right in front of Sharon and everything. That embarrassed him. I'm going to tell Frank Smith what I think of him.
Well, what a couple of things.
That is what I can't understand. You don't know when to take that man serious.
No.
You never know when to take that man serious. And Helen, she tried to polish it off, and but he still kind of pulled back. He was getting ready to mingle with the crowd and have a good time, and he left early.
You ought to know better, man.
Frank Smith ought to know better than that.
Well, Leonard ought to, too.
I know, but you walk in a strange place and a man walk up to you like that. God, well, you know you would feel bad. You know you would.
Yeah, I get it. It'd burn you. But I'm used to it.
Yeah, but Leonard ain't. Leonard used to be recognized.
Yeah, well...
I know, but I'm still going to get on Frank Smith the next time I see him.
I don't think he's going to.
Well, I'll get the pleasure of telling him.
I don't think he knows, realizes what he's done.
And, but they sure had some good chicken now, there ain't no doubt about it.
I thought about you all up there. Chicken.
Chicken and fish.
Yeah.
Like
you do.
That's the old system.
Baked beans, potato salad, slaw. Mm-hmm.
And old Mark waded into it.
Mark waded into that chicken.
Well, now he wasn't there Saturday.
No, he wasn't there Saturday night, but he was over at the trailer yesterday at noon. See, Helen brought dinner down over there yesterday at noon. I mean, she put in a weekend of cooking.
Well, didn't she help?
She went to the church and cooked all afternoon yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Her and Alan Pond fried that fish and chicken. Cut it up and fried it.
And I bet they had a big crowd, pretty good crowd.
Had a pretty good crowd, yeah. I run over a boy with my horses and wagon.
Well, you did.
He fell off the wagon and I run over him. Couldn't help it. But it was his fault.
They just won't stay put.
They won't stay put.
Well, it makes you want to go out of business, Cookie. But you can't go completely out of business. You got to do something.
I tell you what. I learned something. I know the next time how to conduct it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll go there with me a buggy whip and they'll do what I tell them to do.
Mm-hmm. You just have to.
Them hard-headed kids out there, there's about four families that just are hard-headed, that not even their parents can't put nothing in their head. They won't listen to nobody. They run to the four winds of the earth and they do what they want. And if they want to cuss their parents out, well, that is more power to them. They just go ahead and cuss them out, and their parents laugh at them and go to hell.
They all go into church, then,
too? No, they don't come to church only when they have a big thing.
I see, yeah.
Some of them are like that.
So, I just told them, I said, fellas, from now on, if your name ain't on a Sunday school book, you don't ride my wagon.
Yeah.
That's going to be that way.
Well, you have to learn.
Because I'm going to take them class at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Class at a time. When I get through the young people, then all any of the growing ups that wants to ride, likewise. They got their name on the Sunday school record, they can ride my wagon. Otherwise, they got to walk.
Well, It's taken you right far out.
It took me over a year to make up my mind how to learn how to do that, but I've been found out.
They can come over there and eat the church food, but you ain't don't have to ride them.
I don't have to let them ride my wagon. And I tell you what, see, I bought the chickens. And Alvin bought the fish.
That's a lot.
But Helen brought the office plate of chicken home. She had her sauce that was already cooked. You couldn't have went to Kentucky Fried Chicken and bought that much chicken for the price that I paid for a whole bunch of chicken. And it already cooked.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't lose no money.
Yeah.
I didn't lose no money.
Get your chicken home.
I still got chicken home. I had chicken for supper tonight. And all that chicken supper tomorrow night.
It's good just as long as it lasts.
Just as long as it lasts. So you see, I didn't lose no money. $12.48 for a box of chicken. I didn't lose no money.
$12.48.
For a box of chickens for the church.
Yeah. How many chickens does that mean?
26.
My
goodness. 26
chickens.
Why is it 56?
Is that from the people you work, used to work with?
No. That's from Bell's Fries. I wouldn't use them.
Yeah.
And now they're 50 each. They're dressed. They're not half dressed. They're really dressed.
Well, what do? Go in and tell them?
I just call them and say, now look, I'm Mr. Cook from Windsor Baptist Church. We're having a fish fry and chicken fry tonight. I need a box of chickens for the church. And I'm paying for them. Come on in, Mr. Cook. We'll fix you right up.
Mm-hmm.
They were just sitting on the bench, all packed down in ice and everything, ready for me to pick up.
At half price.
At half.
Did you get the word around?
Ain't nobody knows that but me.
That they've got your
favor? They didn't know it after church. They don't know how much I paid for them chickens.
Well, they know you got them at Dale's.
They know I got them at Dale's, but there ain't another man out there can do it. Hey, you think got the knack.
Well,
I can go there and buy them for myself. I tell them I'm buying them for the church, but I ain't going to do that.
Oh, no. Chickens is cheap enough as it is.
Right. I can go there and buy them at regular wholesale price.
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yes, sir.
You have to buy
a
right certain number.
You got to buy a box, 26.
Oh, that's the way it is.
Then I can get them at wholesale price.
They figure you're in the wholesale business, or in the business, if you buy 26 chickens.
Right. I think everybody can. I got a place to keep 26 chickens. I have.
You got a freezer, haven't you?
Full of apples though right now.
Well, sir, did you tell any difference in Mark down there yesterday?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He wanted to get a hold of them plows.
Yeah.
But I couldn't.
Good thing you didn't lay.
I couldn't.
Uh-uh.
Well,
you realize that?
Not at all.
I couldn't do that because See, that's the first time them horses had ever plowed together.
Yeah.
They plowed single, but they never plowed together before.
Oh.
I talked to Daddy last night.
He's plowed them just one at a time.
One at a time. But he never put them together and plowed them.
It was a little plow.
It was a little plow. They never worked a double and a plow together before. That was the first time. And I think they did real well to be the first time.
Oh.
They did real well.
Well, he seemed like he was just, Mark was at home and easy down there.
Yeah, he was completely at ease. I mean, he was a different boy.
Mm-hmm.
All together.
Mm-hmm.
He's been over at that horse farm for months, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he said he learned more about how to pick up a horse's foot from Frank, and he did all the time. He said, I love him, honey. Frank can a little.
Frank is good.
Yes, he did those horses real well. One of them had, Nuka had that nick in a certain size. And Mark had helped him and watched him, you know, complimented him, said he'd like to learn from him.
Well, Frank has watched me enough till he knows how. I'm gonna put shoes on my horses. I'm gonna do it myself. I ain't gonna pay that fellow $30 to come out and shoe my horses. Uh-uh. And then lose them the next week.
Well, you have to keep after them too, don't you? You have to keep trimming them down,
yeah,
and that sort of thing. Wondered about that.
I got some bad news last night when Daddy called me. Helen's dad is a hire, and somebody's come in to take care of him in October.
Mm-hmm.
He's not able to get up and go. Now he's last of all. He was up and going. And he's went down that fast in that length of time. He was pushing his lawnmower more than his grass. Now he's not doing it now. I mean, he ain't doing nothing now. He ain't even carrying any wood. He hired his wood carrier for the fireplace. I'm going to take Helen and Laura up to get them. Bring them back. If they'll come. See, he can't drive his own car. He's got a new Chevrolet and he can't drive. I'm going to take them up to get them. It's either that. It's either him come down here, or I put them in both in a home. Now, it's one of the two now. It's either him come down here, or Helen and Laura can take care of them. Both.